how about heat in your house and such? You never told me what the house was made of on the outside.
Well, ours was a frame house built out of this heart of pine lumber that just as well now indestructible. At an earlier age, of course, it was log houses. And I'm sure you have some idea how they're built. They're just notched down.
You complained about them, about your own. You know, I wondered how it was insulated or if it was.
We had never heard of any insulation. Although, had they known about it, they really had all they needed to insulate. Sawdust was common. And if they'd if they had filled the walls of these frame houses with sawdust, they'd had one of the finest insulations that money could buy. And it would have cost nothing with hauling it.
How about the flooring in that house?
Well, it was this rough sawed lumber also. But you see, the way they worked it in those days, all your foundation timbers are heart of pine. In other words, it's just saturated with tar. So it resists decay. Your floor, everything's like that. So they laid these floorboards down and didn't jam them together. They left to about an eighth of an inch crack in the floor. Maybe kind of cool floor, but they did that for cleansing. You see, the way they cleaned their floor, they took maybe a lye soap or potash or maybe sand and a shook broom and they scrubbed it. Well, it was a homemade brush that was built out of the shucks of corn. Now, the shuck is the fiber that encloses the air of corn. It's a very tough fiber.
What? That soft, silky stuff?
No. That's we're not talking about the silk. That's part of the flower. You see, a flower has two parts, the female part and the male part. In the case of corn, the two are separate. Tassel at the top of the corn is the male part of the flower, and this silk you're talking about is the female part of the flower, the pollen, mm-hmm. You see. Now, the shuck is what covers that air. It's a very tough, fibrous material, and the toughest part is the part that's attached to the cob. The grains around this inner core of the air, which is called a cob. Now, the way you make this brush, you take a flat piece of wood, like maybe 2 inches thick by 10 inches by 18 inches, something like that. Bore holes all through it. Just a whole series of holes. And then one hole that's slanted, that you put your handle in that, bore it through at an angle. And these that are blowed vertical, you take these shucks from the corn, twist them up, put the small end of the shuck through and pull it till it's tied. And you leave that tough part bottom. The other part comes up. Well, you do that through every one of these holes. The result is you've got a very tough brush. And so they pour potash and scatter potash on the floor and pour water over it and scrub with the grain. Not crosswise, but with the grain. And then when you've scrubbed till the floor is clean, you simply pour clear water on it to wrench off the suds and you've got a clean floor.
What was the reasoning for going with
the grain? Well, it just simply cleans better than it will. In making a piece of furniture or something, you always sand with the grain. Crosswise scratches. Mm-hmm. See, go with the grain and it looks better. If you go crosswise, it results in scratches.